Hi, welcome to the Poetry Vlogs daily flash briefing poetry reading. It's your weekday reading in 2 minutes or less. And today I have a guest reader, Alonzo. We met on Instagram of all places and connected and bonded over Salma Sharif. So I'm going to go ahead and have him tell you a little bit about himself, his work, and then read a poem for you.
My name is Alonzo Llerena. I'm a poet, teacher, and artist from Lima, Peru. I live and write in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Today I will be reading a poem by Natasha Trethewey. She was born in Gulfport, Mississippi, and she is the daughter of a mixed-race marriage. She has an MA in English and creative writing from Hollins University, and she received an MFA in poetry from the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Her first collection is Domestic Work, and it won the Cave Canem Prize for a first book by an African-American poet. Domestic Work explores the lives and jobs of working class people, particularly black men and women in the South. Her poem that I'll be reading today is one of my favorite ephrastic poems. It first appeared in The New Yorker in 2017. Repentance. After Vermeer's Made Asleep. To make it right, Vermeer painted, then painted over, this scene, a woman alone at a table, the cloth pushed back, rough folds at the edge, as if someone had risen, in haste abandoning the chair beside her, a wine glass nearly empty, just in her reach. Though she's been called idle and drunken, a woman drowsing, you might see, in her gesture, melancholia, eyelids drawn, she rests her head in her hand. Beyond her, a still life, white jug, bowl of fruit, a goblet overturned. Before this, a man stood in the doorway. A dog lay on the floor, perhaps to exchange loyalty for betrayal. Vermeer erased the dog and made of the man a mirror framed by the open door. Pentimento, the word for a painter's change of heart, revision on canvas, means the same as remorse after sin. Were she to rise, a mirror behind her, the woman might see herself as I did, turning to rise from my table, then back as if into Vermeer's scene. It was after the quarrel, after you'd had again too much to drink, after the bottle did not shatter, though, I brought it down hard on the table, and the dog had crept from the room to hide. Later I found a trace of what had done, bruise on the table, the size of my thumb. Worrying it, I must have looked as she does, eyes downcast, my head on the heel of my palm. In paint, a story can change, mistakes can be undone. Imagine still life with father and daughter, a moment so far back there's still time to take the glass from your hand or mine.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.